tonight, once every 4 years, the Commonwealth Games happen, and they just happen to be in Australia again.
The GC.
The GC. And to talk all about the Commonwealth Games, which, you know, all the things that you wanted to know that you just really didn't know you wanted to know. We've got T in the studio. T, you might know as your regular sports presenter on Weekend Breakfast.
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. 9:20. And she also hosts Vulture's Nest now and then.
Yeah, now and then I jump on and have a little chat. You've come on before.
Yeah.
So we do a couple of things together.
It's nice to see you. Nice you have you on my show for once.
I'm excited to be here. Yeah. Lovely to be here.
And you might not realise, but T used to be a swimmer as well.
I did.
Didn't get to a Commonwealth Games.
No.
Not sure what happened there.
Just World Championships.
Is that all?
Humble brag. No, long and short. I'll claim the short course World Championships because I remember the day the coach said to the swim team in my school, she said she's made the World Short Course, which on an international level ranks higher than Commonwealth Games. So
boom.
That's so not going to help my following 10 minutes, whatever I'm talking for, but hey.
Settle down. How many minutes do you want? Jeez.
The rest of the show, please. Not often when I get to do this. No, it's good.
But it kicks off tonight and there's an opening ceremony and everything.
Do you know, I try to do a bit of, and I'm pretty sure that people listening at home as well, I try to figure out who would even be part of the opening ceremony this evening.
I don't know. Is there like a big singer or a big just act? Like, is it
you can't find any information on it. Oh. So I'm not sure, as you mentioned earlier, if that's the media blockout that they've kind of having or they just don't have anyone or what. But it is on Channel 7 tonight, 7 p.m. it starts.
Yes. 7 on 7. Everything's 7.
7 on 7.
$40 million.
Only 7.
Spent.
Yeah. $40 million and nobody else gets a look in. So, yeah, so that starts tonight. Starts 4th of April to the 15th of April. So it's a short term.
Like, yeah, the Olympics go for like 2 weeks, but this is it's not like the mini Olympics. There's only
it's like 11 days, isn't it?
11 days. Yeah. And they squeeze into that. I didn't know about this, and you're probably going to tell me.
Yeah.
There's 10 core sports.
Yes.
Which every Commonwealth Games has to have.
Yes.
And then the host country gets to pick 8 optional sports.
Yes.
And then there are also 7 para sports at the same time. Having the para sports along with the abled sports at the same time is very cool.
Which keeps it obviously shorter as well. But I guess there's less countries and you have to deal with in the Olympics, obviously.
There are 71 nations, though.
There are.
That's a fair few.
There are. So there are, what did it say, 19 sports and 275 events, which probably for the most part Australia will win most of those, but we'll come to that. We will come to that.
What are the optional sports that are included in this Commonwealth Games that Australia chose?
I know which one isn't included. They didn't include rowing.
They didn't include rowing. But I feel like they picked ones that were going to go pretty well in. So
100%.
They picked basketball.
Yeah.
Because you got Liz Cambage coming back to Australia to play for the Aussies in that, and she's been killing it over in the
We were going to do our thing. Were you going to throw to me?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I'll just tell people about the optional sports.
Yeah, talk about the optional
there's
sports.
There's basketball, then. There's beach volleyball.
Yes.
Which we love. Cycling.
No indoor volleyball.
No, who cares about indoor volleyball anymore?
Man, I do.
Yeah. Beach volleyball is where it's at. It's got the, you know, the beach.
Yeah,
and
nakedness.
The sun
yes,
the,
yeah. I know. I realise that. I'm aware of that too.
Cycling.
Did you know there's actually a rule on house the size of the volleyball outfits?
Really?
So they cannot be larger than a certain size.
No.
Yes, 100%.
What? You can't do that.
I used to work for Bush Beach Volleyball. I know these things.
So people can't wear like long johns.
Girls cannot wear them.
That's a bit wrong, isn't it?
I know.
Wow.
Anyway. All right. I don't know.
And here we are complaining about ball tampering. I mean, come on. This is worse.
This is a...
Cycling, gymnastics, shooting,
mm.
and table tennis. Oh, and triathlon and wrestling. Is that 8? It is 8. Wrestling?
I'm surprised at the choice of wrestling.
Well, I mean, okay. I guess they didn't just pick sports that we're good at.
They must have.
Well, table tennis. I'm glad they included that because when I was a kid, I always thought I was going to be good at table tennis. So I was pretty good at play a lot.
There is an 11-year-old playing for Wales in table tennis.
Really?
Yep. An 11-year-old.
Could have been me.
Could have been you.
But I'm not 11 anymore.
You're not 11. Well, let me tell you a couple of things about what's happening.
Please do, T.
Yeah. Well, a couple of scandals have already popped up. Queensland Premier Anastasia
Palaszczuk.
Yes. Thank you. You know I can't even say your last name. She released her speech she would have given if she'd been allowed to speak at the... I know. She's kind of like, I'm over it. Move on. But then she did that. So the reason being that the across the board, there's no politicism in these kind of events anymore. But she released and said, look, there's nothing political in here. I mean, it wasn't amazing. It wasn't an Obama speech.
Wrote a speech that she was going to say if she was premier.
Yeah. No, if she was allowed to speak. She is the premier, obviously, but she wasn't allowed to speak.
If she was, how weird is that?
It's very strange. Yeah. It's very strange. It's not as strange as the Indian boxing team being caught up in a syringe scandal.
They were a bit tardy. They left a bucket of syringes out in front of their house. I mean, who does that? Like, oh, I just got syringes. You know, we just like...
Well, there's a no-needle policy in the athletes. And then they've gone, oh, he was sick. But of all the people you think that could be caught up in a doping scandal, would you think the Indian boxing team would be at the top of it?
I would not. But now everyone's going to be watching the Indian boxers, aren't they?
Oh, just saying if they're literally killing it.
They've all been tested and they're all clean, apparently. So
I don't even know why. Why would you? Why would you risk it?
They just take the syringes on a little holiday. It's all good. They wanted to go to the GC.
GC. Also, I've been calling them the 21st Commonwealth Games. Is that correct? Is that what XXI is? 21? I don't know.
You don't know numerals, do you?
I was sick that day. We let them in school. No, I think I was.
Yes, it is the 21st. Well done.
Right, it's the 21st Commonwealth Games. Uh-huh. Throw me some... Well, I just want to talk a little bit about, obviously, as you said, swimming.
Yes.
Throw me some sports. I'm going to tell you my prediction. You know I love my predictions.
All right, first one.
Yes.
Rugby sevens.
Ooh, as much as it pains me to say, I think Australia will come up with gold. Oh, that hurts me. I tell you why, though.
She's a Kiwi.
I'm a Kiwi. I tell you why, though. So, as you know, James Stannard, he was an alleged victim of an alleged coward punch. He's been replaced by Jesse Padahi, probably a Kiwi. So I would say, and I think the girls will probably go again. I think the girls will probably win the gold.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so too. And it'll be a great lead-in for the NRL, obviously the female competition that's coming out very soon. So
next year.
Yeah, we'll see. Although the Warriors have a team in that too. Anyway. So yes, I think Australia will take the double gold in that one.
Excellent. Now, Anna Mears has been talking up people going around the Anna Mears cycling velodrome named after herself, the Anna Mears. It was just funny. She tweeted about it today. She had to write... I think the people are going well in the Anna Mears Velodrome. Like, she's tweeting it herself. You don't have to
Is
write
she competing? This is many years ago. No. Okay.
She's retired. But, cycling.
Cycling. I think the Brits are probably a bit weaker in that one this time. I think the Aussies, again, will probably take that one out too.
We usually win. We won six Commonwealth Games in a row. And then last 4 years ago, they were held in Glasgow.
Yes.
And the Poms got up.
Because it was post London Olympics, so 2014. So you had people who were still running off the back of a lot of infrastructure and programming that was put in then.
Look at you with the knowledge.
I know. Well, it takes about 8 years to build an Olympic athlete.
Does it?
That's what they say. I mean, personally, it takes...
Lots of Lego pieces in there.
Lots of Lego pieces. And so when they were going for the money, they were only putting stuff... Yeah, so that's just a follow-on effect.
Right.
I think it won't be as strong this time. I think their swimming team's a lot less stronger. Yeah.
Well, okay, speaking of swimming, that is our prime medal event. Australians always kick ass.
I think it will be much the same. I do kind of see complete domination. I believe the Bronte sisters will get up there. James Magnuson, maybe not so much, but McAvoy's back. There's a few brother-sister, there's even a dad-daughter kind of combination going. There's a lot of family relations in there.
Yeah.
Be prepared. What you see as well is because it's a good opportunity to give kids, the rookies, a first chance at international experience, they've named a huge team, including the Paralympics, of 70 people,
Whoa.
Coaches and Paralympians included.
Nice.
And I think you'll see across the board, there'll be one standout swimmer who will probably be your next Stephanie Rice.
Who's that?
I don't know, but you'll see someone stand out. That's my prediction.
All right.
Give me some more.
Okay. I'm going to challenge you now.
Okay.
Lawn bowls.
Oh,
apparently that's a core sport.
It is a core sport. It's also the first sport kicking off tomorrow as well. Is 9 a.m. is the first one.
Yeah.
I think lawn bowls. I saw someone in there. I think it's going to be like Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea. Jeez, big call.
Big call.
I mean, it'd be great if they won.
It'd be great. I did see they're up there. No. I suspect we'll have an outside winner on that one.
Hey, apparently they made an error in the Commonwealth Games program as
Love
well.
This.
Did you see this? England is apparently now in Africa.
It is. Did you not know?
I didn't know that.
That's what happened with Brexit. They moved to Africa.
Capital is not London, but Banjul. according to the glossy 130-page program.
Oh, my God. That would have been printed so many times. Who missed that?
I don't
Who
know.
Misses that?
I reckon someone on purpose, an Australian, did that on purpose.
Just you don't even know. London, no. London is in Africa.
Yeah, that's it. All right, one more sport that you can try and tell me about.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to ask this because I'm actually going to it.
Oh, what?
I'm going to the Commonwealth Games, by the way.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I've got tickets to the athletics. I've got tickets to the closing ceremony. I got tickets to rugby. And I'm gymnastics.
Why wasn't I invited?
Sorry.
Why wasn't I invited?
There's 150,000 tickets left, so I'm pretty sure you can get one if you want. They'll be thrown at the door.
They will be thrown out the door. Yes, hit me. Hit me with the
gymnastics. Because usually in the, the time people watch gymnastics is the Olympic Games. Yes. And then you always get the Chinese and the Americans.
The Russians and the Americans.
And they dominate. But of course, none of them are there.
No.
Who else is good at it?
Britain.
Really?
That'll be in my next best guess would be the British team.
Ah.
Yeah, I think they'd be the ones to beat. You know, Australia might get lucky there.
Yeah.
But it's really, gymnastics is one of the ones that's wide open. In terms of the men's.
Right.
Probably still Britain. Okay. Diving I would put on Britain as well, actually.
Yeah?
To take it out, yeah.
Better than the Aussies? And diving? Well, we were very good at diving.
Yeah, no, you are. You've got a couple of good... You had... What's his name? Face of Diving and also Mardi Gras. Actually, if you Google
Mitchum.
Search... Yeah, no.
Michael.
Well, the Face of Mardi Gras as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
That guy wasn't... he's your sportsman. I don't really care. Whatever. Yeah, right. I think the Brits will probably dominate in the... don't ever forget about the Canadians as well.
Oh, I'd never forget it.
The Canadians.
Everyone forgets that they're a Commonwealth country.
They do. Don't forget Canada.
Just because they don't have the Union flag, Jack in their flag doesn't mean... You know, this is a big misnomer that people think if we leave the... You know, we have our own head of state.
Yes.
Which we will one day. Become a republic.
We will one day.
Everyone goes, oh, then we can't compete in the Commonwealth Games. Incorrect. We can have our own head of state and compete in the Commonwealth Games. Thank you.
Who does that now?
Canada. The Queen isn't their head of state. They have their own president.
Oh.
But they're still a Commonwealth country.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Australia goes and wins it all and goes, why do we even bother? Oh, my God. Like, why do I even come to this event?
What position are New Zealand going to come then?
Look, I'd like us to do well, but you took away rowing, which is one of our best ones. You took away sailing, which is one of our other better ones. Aww. But
you've got your rugby. You've got your hockey. You got a hockey?
The hockey. We actually ranked pretty well. So
netball.
I'd like,
you got netball.
Netball. I'd be interested in it will probably be Australia.
Basketball. So you've got all the team sports you're good at.
Yeah, but that's only one goal. That's the problem. You guys dominate across swimming, which is
teams individually. Then you might go well.
Yeah, sure. Okay, let's do that then. Just this time.
Let's do that.
We'll update you on that one. How that works.
Well, anyway, it's actually. I think I used to love the games when I was a kid, like Commonwealth Games and then Olympic Games. Every 2 years, there's big games, and I was like so excited.
Mm.
So I think as we go along and as we start winning medals, people will start tuning in, going, "Hey, we're winning. We're getting things. We always do.
Yeah,
it's exciting, and people will watch it.
Yeah.
So here's hoping it goes okay.
I'm quite disappointed. The lack of kind of it feels like it snuck up from nowhere.
Yeah.
So I'm really kind of like I'm pretty disappointed in the lack of like. But as we talked about, Channel 7 is from 8 till midnight. They're putting everything on
blanket coverage
every
channel
except for when the news is on. So, I'm surprised. And yes, I think as you know, you Aussies, you love to win. So totally. As soon as you start getting some goals on the ball, and that's as soon as tomorrow the triathlon is on as well. So as soon as tomorrow, I do still think the Brits might kind of get ahead on that one. But triathlon's tomorrow too. So that's
one
your
of the
first.
That's your first medal. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
I so want to just like put a bet like as to which country will go better, but it's too easy.
I think this year it is. I think when you've got a home ground advantage, you can throw extra people in the mix. You know, it's at not a lot of cost. You probably have quite an advantage, yes.
All right, well, next time.
Next time.
Thanks, T.
My pleasure.
That was a fantastic Commonwealth Games preview.